Are you ready yet? My mom yelled across the hall, making me get ready to go to the movies with my other friend. We hopped in the car and was ready to take off. We got in the car and was ready to go to the movies with my friend. It was my friend and I in my car, and everyone else was in my other friend's car. Once we reached the theater, we all found each other and got our popcorn. We watched the movie to the end. It was amazing. After the movie, we were acting dumb, jumping around the theater, wiggling our arms like they're boneless. We did all the way to the Target, and our only goal was there to get kicked out. It was only one of my friends that was up to the idea of everyone else had to leave. So it was my friend and I waiting for my mom to come pick me up. So we had a lot of time on our hands. And that's when we thought of the idea of hiding in the toilet paper and seeing how long we could stay in there until someone found us. Well, it didn't take that long anyways. Only 5 or 10 minutes into it, we were caught. Well, I was caught because I was much taller and bigger than my other friend. So it was less likely for him to get caught. He told me to put the pillow back in the box of macaroni and cheese and had to leave the store. I did just that, and I picked the stuff up. My friend came out, an employee. After the employee left the aisle, we did leave the store and started exploring the place, going on shopping carts, playing around. But my mother wasn't going to come here anytime soon, so we borrowed a little more time. We went back into the store thinking what to do, and Ryan had such a good idea. We can dive into a pile of toilet paper, he thought. I was amazed when he said that. I was ready to do it when we decided to transport the toilet paper to the other side of the store. We can only carry two at a time, so it was a pain, but we managed to pull it off. We had to be sneaky about it. When we walked past the employee, we started to talk about how we were hosting a party and we needed all the toilet paper. We finally reached the aisle on the other side of the store with our toilet paper. We sent to a pyramid so he could dive into it. He was wearing his bright green mohawk helmet, ready to tackle the thunder. He was in the stance of tackling his opponent. He ran full speed, jumped, and dived onto the toilet paper. I was crying on how funny that was. After that, we ran as fast as we could out the store. No signs of my mom, so we just walked around again until that was boring, and we went back inside once again so I could do it. When we went inside, we got more toilet paper and found our mess on the floor, so we once again set up the pyramid and dived into it. It was fun, but the only thing that wasn't hitting my knee on the way down. That was painful, and it was harder to run out the store this time. Good thing when we did, my mom was there, so it was all right. How was the movie? She asked. It was all right, we both said. What were we doing at Target anyways? Curious. Nothing too special. We started to laugh. After that, my mom dropped off my friend, and then we got home. It was a fun night. It was fun messing around too, but we didn't feel right. We just felt bad for the people that had to clean the mess we had to leave them. We didn't mean to leave it. It was just that we forgot to. In the end, we were running out the store.